NBC's Monitor 66, your host, Brad Crandall. The music, I Want to Hold Your Hand, one of the Beatles' big hits. The Beatles covered a lot of ground in the U.S. this week. We'll have a report on the end of summer madness they stirred up this week very shortly. All right, everybody, hold hands. This week. In fact, they were in several towns, and from personal observation, I can tell you that the sight of a beetle waving from a hotel room high above the crowd below still causes a chorus of shrill squeals. NBC's Len Probst made a special study of the Beatles' latest impact on our musical, social, and financial worlds. Here's Len.
Having covered the Beatles on their first trip and then again this week on their fourth visit to New York, certain observations are in order. Their popularity has leveled off, but they are still the single biggest drawing card for a one-night stand, and as fads go, they've lasted longer than most. They still do well at the box office. Last year, all 55,000 seats at New York Shea Stadium were sold out. And although this year 10,000 seats went vacant, nevertheless, they took in $292,000. The Beatles get 65%, or $189,000, and that's not exactly a hard day's night. They traveled to the stadium in a Wells Fargo armored truck, which was symbolic of what a precious cargo they are, and this is what it sounded like when they arrived. Their fans are just as hysterical, shriek just as loudly, and faint just as quickly as ever, only there are slightly fewer of them. The Beatles are a gentlemanly, courteous foursome, a cut above some of the rock and rollers who are suggestive and obscene. They deserve their fame. They are talented, inventive musicians, often imitated but not duplicated. Whether one agrees with them or not, they say what they think. Anyone who asks the Beatles for an opinion about religion or Vietnam deserves what he gets. Their opinions, right or wrong, on these subjects are no more valid than President Johnson's would be about rock and roll. It's almost impossible to hear the Beatles clearly at an outdoor concert because of all the electronic gear they use, and even more so because of the din set up by the screeching teenage girls who adore them. Also, they have the knack of answering foolish questions with foolish replies. One reporter asked Paul McCartney, "Is happiness egg-shaped?" McCartney replied, "It depends how you cook it." The Beatles are completing their 18-day tour with a show tonight in Los Angeles, tomorrow in San Francisco, then Tuesday back to London, having taken in well over $1 million. At one point, their manager said if any city didn't want them, they would cancel their appearance. He was talking about Memphis, Tennessee, because of protests from religious groups in that area. As it turned out, the Beatles racked up a sizzling $110,000 there from more than 20,000 fans. So what at one time looked like a possible cancellation at Memphis ended with an appearance there that broke all box office records for one evening. This is Leonard Probst, NBC News New York, looking forward to the Beatles' next visit.
Beatlemania, still with us, as are Beatle Nuts. I like them, too, I guess. Does that make me a Beatlephile? Oh, well, let's hear from Jamie and the Jays.
CCC, and I'll take with me the warmth of thee.
A taste of honey.
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 Honey. A taste much sweeter than wine. Oh, I'll leave behind my heart to wear and make it there remind me of
a taste of honey.
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 Honey. A taste much sweeter than wine.
A Taste of Honey. I wish I'd written that. Nobody asked me, that's all. You believe me, don't you? Time to give you our ID card. You're on the monitor, Beacon. We'll be talking with Governor John Reed of Maine about the Pine Tree State's plans for sending a pair of buck deer to the LBJ Ranch. And while we're placing that call, let's listen to Tony Bennett with A Time for Love.
A time for summer skies, for hummingbirds and butterflies, for tender words that harmonize with time for climbing hills, for leaning out of windowsills, admiring the daffodils above. Time for holding hands together. A time for rainbow-colored weather. A time of make-believe that we've been dreaming. Whatever sky above, I've known a time for spring, a time for fall, but best of all, time for love.
It's 19 minutes after the hour. Congratulations, you've made it. Keep up the good driving. Mobil wants you to live. Here's the latest from that group with the magic brassy touch. Herb Alpert, the Tijuana Brass, Flamingo. Texas, our biggest state, is noted for doing things in the biggest way. And far from being envious, it would seem that the Republican governor of a smaller state is going to help Texans get bigger in an area where they're smaller. However, the man that started it all, Governor John H. Reed of Maine, is on our phone line. And we're going to ask him to talk about this Maine Aid to Texas project. Good evening, Governor Reed. You seem to be having some sort of line troubles for just the moment, and that's really too bad because it's an interesting kind of an idea, this possibility. Let me fill it in a bit for you, if I can, while we have a moment. It seems, as the story goes, that a situation exists in this manner. We have the governor of Maine has been sending, or is planning to send, to the state of Texas, to the LBJ Ranch, a couple of Maine buck deer. The background is a little like this. It seems the Texas deer are not large. They are rather small. And so the governor suggested in a conversation with the president when he was in Maine that he'd be happy to send to the LBJ Ranch and to the animal area they have there a couple of Maine buck deer, which are much bigger animals. No political implications that we know of. It is interesting, however, to note that perhaps it's appropriate that it's being done this way. In the days of Harry S. Truman's presidency, there was a sign that hung in the White House that said, "The buck stops here."
What's it all about? Just for the moment, we live. What's it all about when you sort it out? I'll think, are we meant to take more than we give? Or are we meant to be kind?
lost our connection with Governor Reed of Maine, and that's unfortunate, but I gave you most of the background information anyhow. And while he could undoubtedly have told you a great deal more about those Maine deer than I could, still, I can tell you that that was Joni Summers singing about Alfie.
Coke has a taste you never get tired of. Things go better with Coca-Cola. Go better with things go better with Coke.
We'll be closing up our regular Sunday Night Monitor an hour early this week in order to bring you some of the highlights of the 3.5-hour NBC News TV special, American White Paper, Organized Crime in the United States. And there'll be comments from NBC correspondents in some of the key cities in this country. Now, be sure to listen, especially if you miss that TV documentary, just 40 minutes from now over most of these NBC stations. Wonderly's Summer Samba. There's still time left for sambaing before the leaves begin to fall. And if you're an end-of-summer vacationist, don't forget to take Monitor along with you. Fact is, it's already wherever you're going. If you'd like a copy of the NBC Listening Guide, listing all NBC stations, send a postcard with your name and address to Monitor, NBC, New York. That's all. Oh, and don't forget to ask for the Listening Guide. Monitor, of course, is variety listening on NBC stations across the nation. In Winston-Salem, North Carolina, people hear us on WSJS. Brad Crandall here, back shortly.
At home or on the road, stay with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.